Yes, you, Vay. Stop it. Sorry, one of the boys is messing around. His name's Vay.
And why have you brought me here?
Because of this. The bill for your Oriental feast, my boy.
£18.60.
Opium is not cheap. You see, it's taken years of development to get it right. Apium was a disaster, as was BPM. CPM just didn't work. D-Druk, NPM all tasted too much like off milk. But opium, we've cracked it with opium.
I cannot afford this.
Do not worry, for I've settled it with Mr. Pushington Sternbeater.
Sternbeater? I might have known. Such an evil family. Still, you have settled my bill. That is generous of you.
Yes, we're not all money-grabbing Catholics like the books portray. However, I ask a service in return.
What service?
These boys, you see, are the finest pickpockets in London, and I want you to join them.
Become a criminal? Never.
Tell me, how do you feel?
Fine.
Do you not feel the need for more opium?
No. Well, maybe a bit. Quite a bit, actually. All right, if I'm being honest, a lot. A really enormous amount. Give me opium!
Only if you join my criminal gang.
Yes, yes, I will. Just give me more.
All too easy.
And so, God's will, and definitely not my own character defects, led me into crime. My job was to distract well-to-do-looking people with polite conversation.
How do you do? The weather today seems clement.
Yes, the clementest day for a while.
And then the rest of the gang would subtly abscond with their wallet and watch.
Nick it, nick it, nick it!
I say, you don't think someone has just subtly absconded with my wallet and watch, do you?
Not that I noticed.
I became gaunt and hollow-cheeked. My mind became vacant and slow. And one day, I did something that undid me entirely.
Today, my boy... Oh, actually, you're so out of it, I'm not even going to bother with doing the voice. Today, I have a special target for you, Pip-Bin.
What target?
Those two people over there dispensing charity and goody-goody goodwill. I hate that.
Even through my opium haze, I recognize them.
Hello, poverty-stricken small girl. Have a yummy bowl of charity.
And is that Ricketts? Well, have a pair of specially pre-bent Ricketts trousers.
I could not rob Pippa and Harry... And yet there was delicious opium to consider.
Look, dear Harry, an opium fiend.
How do you do? The weather is most clementine, etc. Are you distracted?
Pip? Pip-Bin?
No, I'm someone else.
How are you? Apart from obviously being addicted to opium.
Dear Pip, I did not recognize you.
Why, a gang of boys. Hello, gang of boys.
Nick it, nick it, nick it!
The gang swarmed around them and took everything, their money, their jewelry, their clothes.
Oh, we have been robbed and are now naked.
Their needs were obviously greater than ours, Pippa dearest.
For a second, they reminded me of our sons.
I could not watch as they comforted each other. I slunk... slinked? Slank? I slanked off to claim my reward.
Well done, Pip-Bin. Now, have some crispy deep-fried opium with pancakes.
And then... I heard something that shattered me like an over-twanged school ruler.
Harumble! We have done a robbery!
Harumble? That is the word invented by my best friend, Harry Biscuit. He swore he would never use it again until his sons were found.
Harry Biscuit? But that was once the name of our father.
And that means you are my nephews.
Uncle Pip?
How could I have not recognized you?
Because you take too much opium.
How did I not stop this?
Again, I blame the opium. Anyway, we quite enjoy being cockney thief boys.
But you robbed your own parents. And it is all my fault.
I fled with only one intention, to end my misery and death. I ran all the way to the marshes outside London, found a particularly marshy bit of marsh, lay down, and waited to be marshed to death.
My God, why have you done this to me?
It is not God's doing, Pip-Bin.
Mr. Parsimonious.
Mist swirled around me, and suddenly, there was the spectral form of my dead friend, Mr. Skinflint Parsimonious, ironically the most generous of men.
Yes, it is I. Come to aid you in this time of need. and I bring gifts, have this ghost jam, and this ghost model of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I deserve no gifts. And anyway, they're rubbish.